Good evening. Can y'all hear me in the back? I don't have a real loud voice, but are y'all okay back there? All right. Well, appreciate the opportunity to come and speak tonight. I have a lesson tonight on the home and family, not from a sense that I am any kind of expert on that, but from this is where I've been kind of concentrating my studies for this year, is trying to learn how to be a better father, a better spiritual leader in our household. And I hope that maybe in some way some of this will benefit you as well. I'd like to start off with an illustration. So I picture a lake, if you will, and you have this dock that sticks out into the lake. And this dock is going to represent the home that the husband and wife have built. And this dock is going to provide an anchor amidst the waters of the lakes. You know how lakes are. Some days they're just beautiful and calm. Some days you have storms coming through and those rock waters are pretty rough. But this dock is sitting there like an anchor amidst the storm. And drifting out from the dock is a raft here, a raft over here, maybe one over here. And on each raft is sitting a child. And each raft is connected to the dock by a rope. And this rope is going to represent the relationships that we have with our children. And the rope is strong and secure when our relationships with our children are good. But the rope is weak, and you can see, you start to see the dangers of the raft starting to drift when our relationship with our children is not as good. And as parents, we watch the raft carefully. We watch the raft, not only the raft, but also that rope that goes from the dock to the raft carefully. And we are paying special attention, you know, what influences are coming into this raft. And in a sense, we are their watchmen. If you will, turn over to Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3. Our preacher, where I go to church, has been bringing several lessons out of Ezekiel, and I started to read it the other day, and I came across this passage in chapter 3 and verse 17. And it says, "Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them a warning from me." And if we're going to continue reading in this text, we're going to see that God is going to make Ezekiel personally responsible for delivering this warning to the people. And I think that just as God made Ezekiel the role, gave Ezekiel the role of a watchman over the house of Judah, so God has entrusted the husband and the wife as watchmen for the children that he places inside our homes. Our culture is coming after the rafts. They're trying to get these rafts to drift off into deeper water. I mean, different things, all sorts of sexual immorality, think drugs, alcohol, and even just times where the culture wants to pull them away through just the desire for power and money and pleasure. Not that these things are bad in and of themselves, but we start to see as the focus shifts to these things that we see the raft start to drift. So, and I feel like we're watching for these things. If I hear the words homosexuality or abortion or evolution, I mean, my mind automatically goes into teaching mode. We're going to teach our children about these things. But sometimes we are so focused on the little world that's going on around the raft that we're not focused on the line that connects the dock to the raft. And sometimes we self-destroy our own families by not paying attention to what is happening inside the home. And that's what I'd like to look at this evening, is some of the ways that we destroy our relationships with our children from right there in the home. So the first one I'd like to look at is just the idea of, I'd like to start thinking about the entertainment that we enjoy. You think about our society and the way we are. We love entertainment. We love our electronics. You think about what's inside, I mean, your house, my house. We have big screen TVs, and we know that because we live in Texas that bigger is better, right? And so we know that we want the big screen TVs. We want to be able to see whatever it is, sports, home improvement, cartoons, the History Channel, movies. And when we're not watching TV, that big TV becomes our game central for our Xbox and PlayStations. We have computers, we have iPads and smartphones with the internet that can do almost anything from online shopping, even to finding out the random facts that no one else knows about different things that we want to know. Communication is easier through all the social media, our emails, our text. We now have smartwatches that alert us to what's happening with our phone that's inside our pockets so that we don't miss anything. The Amazon Echo allows you to fill your lives with music or read books. And I guess the point I'm getting at is entertainment and electronics are just everywhere inside of our lives. So I'd like you to hold that thought and turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. I think this is a passage that's well known to us. It's one of the best passages, at least for me, on seeing what God expects from me as a father. But in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 5, it says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words I command you today shall be on your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates." So just look at the times, the places that we are to be teaching our children. When we sit in our house, when we walk by the way, when we lie down, when we rise up, we bind them as a sign on our hand, as frontals on our forehead, we write them on the doorpost of our house. So what is God saying is we as parents should be teaching our children constantly about God. And yet, what is replacing this teaching time? Well, when we sit in our house, isn't it often that we're sitting in front of the TV? When we walk by the way, we don't really walk by the way, we drive by the way, right? And when we're driving, time is consumed with movies and games in the back seat, maybe the cell phone in the front seat. When we lie down and when we rise up. I mean, what's the first thing you do in the morning and the last thing you do at night? Check that cell phone. See if you got new texts, new emails coming in. See what's going on. I was thinking of this from the standpoint of a father. You know, now we have the ability to basically check our minds into work immediately when we get up in the mornings. And we may be physically present at the breakfast table, but our minds are off solving that problem that's going to be waiting for us at work because of this ability with our emails and text. Bind them as a sign on your hand. Now we have our smartwatches with all the apps that come with it. I like electronics. It's not that I'm against them, and I don't believe that God is against our electronics either. I think that the creation was made for us to discover, to be entertained by the different things that God has created. But I think what's happening is we're overusing. We have become excessive users of our electronics. And that is affecting our families. You know, we have stopped teaching our children constantly about God because we have become focused on our entertainment. We are also spending less and less time interacting with each other because we are so distracted by our electronics. And when we are distracted, what's happening to that rope that goes from the dock to the raft? Starting to get weaker. Isn't it? So that's the first one is distraction, of ways that we are affecting our relationships with our children. Number two, I'd like to flip over to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians 5. Starting in verse 19. "Now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. There's a little phrase in there that almost seems like it doesn't fit with what I would consider these other major sins, and that is the fits of anger. And as you start to think about it, it kind of ties into our first point. When we're distracted, how often does the fits of anger come in? I mean, have you ever said, I'm just going to get on Pinterest just real quick to find a recipe for supper, or I'm just going to flip on the TV and check the score on the ball game, only to realize 30 minutes later that you haven't seen or heard from your kids in a while and they're quiet. And we as parents know this is a problem, right? And so we go, we start looking for them, and we find out what they're doing. We start yelling, "What are you doing?" Fits of anger. We're distracted, and then we're angry when our children act their age. Fits of anger, it happens in different places. You think about driving in the car, driving in traffic in Amarillo or Lubbock. People kind of cut you off. Some drive fast and slow down, and you're getting frustrated with all of that, and your children are happily yelling in the back seat. Fits of anger, right? What about when you're sick? You just don't feel good. I had this not too long ago. Tegan and Miranda were gone. I was feeding Mesa. I did not feel good. And I just fed her this huge bowl of cereal. I picked her up, and then it just all came back out onto me, onto the floor. Fits of anger, right? Working on home improvement projects that aren't going the way we want to, and we have our little friends asking us lots of questions while we are, the frustration is mounted. I guess my point is fits of anger unfortunately happen. And what happens when we have these fits of anger is we open our mouths. Solomon says in Proverbs 12, verse 18, he says, "There is one whose rash words are like sword thrust, but the tongue of the wise bring healings." And when we're angry, isn't that kind of what we're doing? We're whipping out the sword and we start thrusting, trying to get back because we're upset and we're angry. And what happens when we have the fits of anger and we start talking? What's it doing to our line that connects the dock to the raft? And finally, our third one I'd like to look at tonight is another storm that comes within our family is our busy schedules that are packed and are overflowing. And I think we get busy because of a good thought. We don't want to be lazy. We want to take advantage of the time that we have. We want to help others. We want our children to be well-rounded, and we want to encourage the activities that each child wants to do. But we start thinking about the activities that are available for our children today. I mean, think about all the sports, from football to baseball to track. Think about the stock shows, the rodeo, all the UIL events, swimming, dance, ballet, arts, theater. I mean, where do we stop in this list? And so we have all these activities, and then on top of that, we like to throw in the hobbies that we like to do, hunting, fishing, or whatever it is. And before long, our schedule is packed and overflowing with really no time left to spend together as a family. And if you think about relationships, what is a key component in relationships? Time, isn't it? It's spending time, both in quality and quantity. Time is so critical. You think about when you're in college, you had that friend that you were so close to then, did everything together, you knew what they were thinking almost. And yet, as the years go by, where's your relationship now with the friend? They're still your friend, but it's not the same as what it once had been. And that's because I think a natural process, we get jobs and families and we slowly drift apart. But that's not what our family was made to be like. We shouldn't be drifting apart from our children when they're inside of our home. Sometimes we pack our schedule so full we do not spend the time needed to develop and build better relationships. So our family, I think, looks good on the outside. Oh, they're involved in the community. They're such well-rounded children because of all these different activities. But on the inside of the family, there's not much left on that rope that holds the raft to the dock. We hold in our hands, especially when our children are young, the best connection that our children have to their Heavenly Father. When they don't have their own faith yet, we are their connection to God. And when we fill up our schedule so full, what's the first thing we start to throw out? Well, it's getting late. I guess we don't have time to pray with our children or read our Bible. Oh, we have a lot of homework tonight, so I guess we'll have to miss Wednesday night services. Or, well, the practice ran late tonight, so I guess we'll miss Sunday night church. Our schedules often keep us from fostering that bond between God and our children. And that's what's scary in this whole thought. So as we start to wrap this up tonight, how do we combat this? And I would say, just by what I've seen and observed, it's the families that are doing well are the families that are constantly working in their relationships. And building relationships takes time. And I think how do we get more time? And I think there's a passage in 1 Peter that we know so well that we could often quote that holds the key to this. 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 8. It says, "Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour." And I think that's the solution. Be watchful. Be mindful about what it is that is draining the time you have with your children. It's not that electronics are sinful. It's not that a busy schedule is sinful. But what they are doing is they're opening the door to being disconnected from your children. Be watchful. I think we need to understand that every time we open up that email before work, we need to understand, what is it doing to me? Am I lost? Am I at work? Am I mind from there on? We need to understand that every time we sit down in front of the TV, that your kids have been waiting to see you all day long. They want that relationship with you. We need to understand when we open up Facebook to check a post, only to end up watching a wedding of some couple getting married in Antarctica that we don't know, that is stealing time from the people who are wanting to build a relationship with you. And when they're not getting that time, they start acting up to try and get you to focus back on them. We need to understand what triggers our fits of anger so that we aren't self-destroying these relationships with our words. We need to understand that our hobbies are stealing our children's time. We need to understand that each activity we add to the schedule has a time cost. Is it worth the time cost? And we need to understand that all of those activities can hinder us from the thing that's most important, and that is teaching our children about God. Our last passage tonight is found in Malachi chapter 2. Malachi chapter 2. We're going to just pick up right in the middle of this passage, and God is talking about the husband and the wife here. And he says in chapter 2 of Malachi, in verse 15, he says, "Did he not make them one with a portion of spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking?" So we're talking about the husband and wife and their marriage. And it's saying, what was God seeking out of this marriage? And what are those two words? Godly offspring. And I think about it, how easy it is for us to get distracted with all the fun gadgets that we have. How easy is it for us to weaken that line that connects the raft to the dock by our words. How easy is it for us to get so busy that we just don't have time to care or even to know of what is taking place there on our children's raft. We are God's watchmen for the children that He places within the home. And how are you? How am I doing on this? Are we staying alert? Are we staying watchful of what's going on the dock as well as what's going on the raft? Hope these words might benefit you in some way tonight. The invitation is yours. If you need it, please come now as we stand and sing.